Shush! And don't you shush me!
Do you hear that?
What's up, guys? It's your bros from Apollo Bros. It's one of your hosts, KJ Majority. And I got my good friend, Tempo, kind of, sort of in the building. Not really.
The same tri-state area, I guess we'll say.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're doing the podcast remotely, y'all, just because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus. But yeah, it's cool. You know, we're still able to do it. And, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we gave you guys some kind of content. You feel me? So yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm glad we can still do this. Like, I'm glad this is possible. Shout out to Zencaster for just giving unlimited time. Normally,
facts.
It's 8 hours a piece, but no, they, with all this going on, they're giving unlimited hours. And yeah, so we can do this. A lot of other people can still do their podcasts and different things that they do. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, bro. So we're just going, huh? What happened?
No. Go ahead. You're good.
Oh, my bad. Listen, y'all. This is gonna be a work in progress. This is our first time using this program, in this setting. So if you're wondering why we're fumbling up a little bit, that's why. All right. So just to jump right into this week's episode, So before we even get started with what's popping, did you finish watching Beastars?
Yes. Yo, I finished it like 2 days ago.
I finished it, I think, I want to say yesterday.
I didn't know you were watching it.
Well, I had asked you on Twitter how it was, and you said you didn't start it yet. And I kept hearing so many people talk about it and so many people saying like it was like a good anime. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. Yo, and it's, yo.
Surprising. Like, I was not expecting it to be that good.
Yeah, it was insanely good. Like, yeah. It's like incredibly good.
Yes. Remember, it's funny because, like, I remember we were talking, like, some other time, and I was like, yo, I want an anime that, like, has hella drama in it. And, yeah, they delivered. They definitely delivered with all of that.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about the ending?
I feel like it's a transitional one, because if Netflix didn't renew them, I'd be pissed, but...
I'm pretty sure they're going to.
No, I'm pretty sure.
They were trending on Twitter for a little bit.
Yeah, they did too well. So it was transitional. So I'm not like too mad at it, because I understand like you got to set up for more things to happen. So I'm not too mad.
Yeah. Do you think that Legoshi, the main character, do you think... Oh, okay. First of all, let me explain to the audience what we talk about. So Beastars is this anime on Netflix that everyone should... Everyone should watch. If you haven't watched it yet, pause the show. Go watch it. It's like 12 episodes. They're like 20 minutes a piece. So that's like 6 hours. We know you got the time because everyone's on quarantine. Come back. Listen to our show. Because we're about to talk about it. And it's about to be like a major spoiler.
No excuses.
Yeah, y'all got no excuses. But so essentially, Beastars, it's an anime on Netflix. It's all about these these human-like animals. I can't say like the actual like scientific word right now. Mm-hmm.
Something. I'm not even gonna attempt it, but yeah, no,
you know what's crazy? After this podcast is over, I'm gonna be able to say it so easily. But now that we're recording, I can't say it. But yeah, so it's about these human-like animals, and the main character is a wolf, and he kind of like pounces on this white bunny girl, and at first he wants to devour her, and he feels bad because in their society you're not supposed to eat herbivores, because you know that's kind of like murder. So he feels bad, and he tries to apologize to her for it, but then he ends up like falling in love. So now he's trying to like figure out if his feelings are actual like genuine, or if he just feels that way because his natural instincts of devouring her are kind of like playing a trick on him. So it's good. It's a really good show. The premise sounds really simple and kind of dumb, but once you like after like the first two episodes, you're gonna be hooked.
Yeah, no, it hooked me like an episode and a half. Especially, yo, after the first episode, it was so like, whoa, what the hell is all of this? I had to keep.
Yeah. On. Yeah. Especially the when they're in when he first meets her at the garden.
Yeah,
at the gardening club.
Left. Everything was like, okay, yeah, no, this is pretty like normal, like high school.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah, she started stripping, and I was like, what's going on?
Yo, I was like, what the hell? Yo, this. Yeah, no, it just went a completely different direction, and I'm like, damn, I was. Yeah. But then after that, it was like, wow, everything, like, it wraps itself up pretty, like, everything ties to something, like, we still have a lot of backstories that we didn't get, like,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'm curious to what they're gonna bring next.
Who do you think murdered Temp? Was it Temp or Tem? Something like that, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right, I think it is Temp. But, yo, I think Bill did that shit, to be honest with
Me
you.
Me too, bro.
It just seems like, he seems like the type to do that shit.
He's always like the first to do some savage shit, bro. Like, when they went to the city and that like old dude was offering his fingers, he was quick to be like, yo, let's do it. Let's eat the finger, bro.
Nobody else even said anything. He just came out of nowhere, was like, yo, let's eat a random finger like a crackhead.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, what the hell?
So I definitely feel like it's him, bro.
No, it would make sense if it was him, but I feel like the way this show is, it's going to be somebody like that we're not even thinking about right now.
I'm trying to think of all the like carnivores that we know, and it's Legoshi, Bill, that weasel dude, but in the first scene, it seems like a big dude.
Yeah. No, it was a.
You know, it'd be crazy if it wasn't even a herbivore. If it wasn't a carnivore, it was actually a herbivore who did it.
I was just about to say that. I was like, yo, what if it was a herbivore? And like, do you know how left that would throw their society? Like, yo,
yeah.
That shit would go left. Like, people would be like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
And it's crazy too, because like, when I was watching, I was like, yo, there's so many like, not small, but. Their world is so similar to ours. I think it's one of the few shows that really tackles racism mm-hmm. pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
One Piece, ironically, also handles racism very well. Like, it doesn't, like, hit the nail completely, but it comes very close, which is, you know, kind of surprising given Japan. Like, if you know anything about Japan's culture, I don't want to say they're a racist country, because that's a little max, but their society is very different than Western society. Mm-hmm. So things that we were like, oh, that's racist, and they're like, they're just, you know, starting to learn these things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's funny. So the best way to categorize Beastars is it's the adult version of Zootopia.
Yo, I just, wow, you're reading my mind through the through all of this, bro. I just about to say that. I was like, that's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of like a more like needed version of Zootopia.
Yeah, because when I first saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this is like Zootopia. Because Zootopia, it was good. Like it actually tackled a lot of like adult mm-hmm. themes, which I was surprised given the fact that it's a kids movie. Like, I can totally see a little kid watching this and not doesn't realize anything is going on. But as an adult, when I watch it, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, there's so many like hidden things in here. Yeah, but Beastars, it's like, whoo.
it's like, we're gonna do that and more. Like,
yeah, it's literally the adult version of Zootopia. So if you love Zootopia as a movie, you're going to love Beastars.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah. All right. So I gotta get something off my chest. Because I saw it on the internet and I got a little annoyed.
Oh man.
So have you ever watched Insecure on HBO?
No, but I know it's a good show. It's just something I haven't like looked into watching it.
It's a really good show. So the first season, it's not really a spoiler, but like the first season essentially the main character's name is Issa. The whole show is written by Issa Rae. But mm-hmm. the main character's name is Issa and she's dating this man named Lawrence. Now, Lawrence is pretty much like He has, I want to say, he's trying to develop like an app, and he's been trying to like get it off the ground for the past 2 years, but he hasn't been working in those 2 years. So she's kind of getting like annoyed and tired of, you know, being the main income earner of their apartment. And, you know, and she was trying to like drop hints saying like, oh, you should like get a job or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he was just like, I don't want to get a part-time or minimum wage thing when I know like this can take off and I want to follow my dreams and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So throughout like the first season, she kept like doing like these little passive aggressive jabs like here and there. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up cheating on him. So the Shade Room, because the fourth season is coming out soon. Yeah. The Shade Room had asked a question, who was the reason behind, like, who was more at fault of their relationship ending, Issa or Lawrence? Now, a lot of people were trying to say Lawrence, and I got heated because, so let me explain my side, huh? Right?
How were they trying to say, go ahead, say what you're going to say, and then
so a lot of people were saying Lawrence just because of the fact that, like, he wasn't doing anything for 2 years. Like, he wasn't working, he wasn't doing anything. He was literally just on the couch in, like, sweats, and, like, he was just a couch nigga.
Okay. That's a sorry.
But like,
it's hilarious to me. But go ahead.
But the reason why I got heated is because I can understand, you know, as a partner getting frustrated. You know, you go to work every day, you come home, and you just see this person on your couch not doing anything, not contributing to anything, right? Mm-hmm. Just break up with him. The part that got me mad was that, like, I saw like this thread where people going back and forth because, you know, someone has said she's in the wrong because, yeah, he wasn't doing anything, but he was, one, trying to follow his dreams, and, two, she cheated on him. Like, at the end of the day, if she didn't want to be with him anymore, she could have just left.
Yeah, like,
so
cheating is not a substitute to, like, not leaving. Like, I don't understand. So, and, like, people tend to, like, for some reason view it that way. No. Like, to me, it's, like, cowardice-y because, like, you're not, like, you're too afraid to leave, so you're going to do an alternative. That's going to lead to the same thing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing, too, is that, like, you know, as a creative, you and I can both attest to this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you struggle trying to follow a path because you feel like, yo, I have skills. I have talents. I know that if I go and pursue my dreams that I could make it big. But when you first start out, you're not making any money, one, and two, everyone supports you when you achieve your dream, but no one really wants to support you when you're trying to achieve your dream. So, you know, that bothered me a lot because it's kind of like, you know, he's trying to do something. Granted though, to play devil's advocate, my man was just chilling on the couch for like 2 years. And once she did break up with him, he actually did get his life together. Like, he got like a minimum. He started working at Best Buy, and then he eventually got a full time gig somewhere. And he tried to pitch his app to the because he was a software developer, I think. And he tried to pitch his app idea to his boss, and they were kind of like, "Oh, that's cute. Get back to work." like they were trying to be nice about it, but pretty much they didn't think his idea was good. But he still pursued it though, and at least like he knew then that, you know, the app, like, he got all the things that you need to do for app development. He got all of that done. It was literally just trying to get the funding, and at least now he knows that, like, all right, I tried, you know, I failed, but at least I tried. And ironically, now that, like, you know, he's more like accomplished, Issa's the one who's kind of like struggling right now.
Yeah, she kind of fell
off. So the table's kind of turned.
Yeah, that makes sense. And
yeah, well, I don't want to say it fell off. I don't want to ruin it too much, because I do want you to watch it, because I would love for you to watch it. And then, you know, we discuss it, because there's so many things that happen, in that show that like either rub me the wrong way or I want to get someone else's opinion on, because there's one scene in particular. And I was going to wait to talk about this, but, you know, since we're talking about Insecure anyway, I'm going to just do it. So there's one scene in particular where the dude she cheated on Lawrence with, I can't remember his name right now. They're getting hot and heavy, and she's giving him head, and, he's like, yo, I'm about to nut. And she pulls it out, and he does it in her face, and she like flips out on him because like he did it on her face. But here's my thing, right? I don't understand why she got mad, because he warned her, she pulled it out, and then, like, it happened.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not like
he... It's not like he intentionally did it. Like, it literally was an accident. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because she was like, oh, you don't respect me. Huh?
No, I was going to say the same thing, where, like, it was an accident. I don't... There's nothing you could really... Yeah, no, it was just an accident.
Yeah. So, like, that to me kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because I was like, you're mad at him? Like, he couldn't control that. Like, he literally was telling him, like, yo, it's about to happen.
It's about to blow, like.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you should watch the show. Everyone who listens to this podcast should watch that show. It's a really good show. You probably have seen a couple scenes from the show on the internet because of how popular it is. But because I started watching it last summer. So, you know, I didn't start watching it from the jump. So I'm telling you. And plus the seasons, I think each season is like 8 or 10 episodes. So it's not super long. Each episode is an hour, but we're all quarantined. So I know you got nothing better to do.
Got time, bro. Yeah. Working in a grocery store during this time is very interesting.
I was going to ask you, how's that been going?
Yeah, no, in the beginning, it was hectic as hell. Like, there was mad people and, like, mad things were happening. And it was just, like things were just flying off the shelves. Now it's, like, there's a lull to where, like, there's people, but, like, it's crazy because I work for Instacart. And Instacart pretty much is, like, Uber Eats, but a grocery version. Like, you shop for people and then other people come and pick up the groceries. Or if you're, like, a full-time person, you go shop and then drop the groceries off yourself. And, it's interesting because, like, they've gotten a serious influx of workers because everyone either got laid off or isn't working, and this is only, like, one of the only jobs that you can make money from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, like, they've hired, I think, they might have said 1,500 people.
At your store, like, or just, like, across?
No, I'm assuming, like, within, like, the region. But
I was going to say nationwide.
Like NYC and like Jersey and like possibly like maybe like the tri-state area. I'm assuming that's the area they're talking about. Mm-hmm. But you can see it like within the store, because they're in the store. There's more people that are shopping for other people than actual customers for the store itself.
That makes sense, especially now, you know, given the fact that no one really wants to leave their house because of what's going on with Corona.
So, yeah, no, they're making, like, buku money off of this.
Store-wise, is it still, like, barren, or are there, like, stuff in the store now?
It depends on what you're looking for. It's, there's, like, toilet paper, water is, like, damn near gone every day. Like, especially bottled water. That shit is out. But, there's, like,
fresh vegetables and fruits. It's hard to come by.
No, at first, those were flying off the shelves. Like, it was empty. But now people are like, taking a lull a little bit. I guess this when someone brought up this, and it makes sense to where, like, at first, people probably thought grocery stores were going to be closed during all of this. So they ran to the stores and bought up as much as possible. But now that they know the grocery stores aren't closing, now they don't really have to.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people had that, like, hurricane/natural disaster mentality. Because during a hurricane, everything's closed.
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
And
But, you know, no one knows how long this thing is going to last. People are hoping for 8 to weeks. 8 to weeks. 8 weeks. I'm hoping for 8 weeks, but I feel like it's going to be longer. Like, I heard someone say that we might be doing this till September.
Yeah, I feel like it's... I really, really hope it's not that long. But I do feel like it is going to be longer. But I feel like if we manage it in a proper way and a way that we know is going to work, it should be okay to a certain extent. Like, that 2 week, I mean, not 2 week, 2 months to 3 months span, yeah, that makes sense. And if we do everything we're supposed to, yeah, it can be 2 to 3 months, or it can be longer. It's kind of in our hands, to be honest.
I think everyone just needs to, like, realize that social distancing doesn't just mean, oh, I don't go to a concert or a movie theater. Social distancing means that, like, you really shouldn't be leaving your house unless it's, like, essential. So, like, unless you have to, unless your job is open and you're required to go to work, unless you're going to the grocery store, unless you're going to the pharmacy to get medicine, things like that are essential. You going to your friend's house to play video games isn't essential. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I don't mind being in the house, but it's different when you're required to be in the house and you can't leave even if you want to. And, you know, I'm starting to feel it. You know, like, I haven't seen my girlfriend in almost a week. I haven't seen you since last week. So, no, I get it. I totally get it. Especially for all the college kids who this is either, like, you know, this is around their spring break or this might be their last spring break. I get it. I get the feeling of, you know.
All the seniors in high school and college. I feel bad for all the seniors in high school and college.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for the seniors in college more than I do in high school. Well, the reason why I say college is because, like, a lot of times, huh?
I said high school because, like, prom and
Yeah, I get that. I guess because my prom wasn't that great. I was just kind of, well, my personal prom experience, my prom was good. Like, I had, like, the people who organized it, they did a really good job. It's just my personal experience wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I feel bad for college seniors because, especially, you know, you're a first-gen college student and your whole life you've been envisioning yourself walking across the stage and that may not happen.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Like, I would be heartbroken, to be honest.
I would be too, because, you know, I'm not a first-gen college student, but when I walked across that stage, you know, it was a big achievement. Like, I almost cried walking across the stage. And the stage ain't even that big, but, you know, you worked your whole life to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? So I feel bad for them. And I feel bad, you know, that some of them had to miss out on their last spring break. Because, you know, your last spring break, depending on, you know, your friends and your college experience, it can really be a big deal. My last spring break wasn't anything serious. I chilled at my house. I loved it because my last semester was so hectic that I was looking forward to just chilling at my house. But some people, this was their one and only chance to actually, like, go somewhere. They saved up for, you know, a year or more, and they're looking forward to going to Miami or out of the country or whatever, and now they can't do that.
Yeah, so. No, it's just, I feel bad every time I think about it.
Yeah, because I was talking to one of my friends who's still in school, and, you know, she's trying not to think about it, because she's really hoping that this all works itself out so she can walk, because, you know, she had family who didn't think that she could get this far, so she's been looking forward to walking across the stage, because, you know, she did it. She did it by herself. She didn't have any help. She did it. And now that's being taken away from her from, you know, not even from someone. It's literally from something that's out of our control, you know. And I think that's, like, the worst part about it, because you can't really blame anyone. Well, you can, but you can't blame the virus, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, no one person that you can really blame all this on. So.
No, yeah.
You know. But, y'all, just stay in your houses. If you don't have to leave, don't. Like, unless you're going to work, the grocery store, a pharmacy, or if, you know, you have other medical conditions where you have to go see your doctor every week or whatever the situation is, if it's not important, just stay inside. I would rather us, you know, have to deal with this 4 to 8 week to 12 week, you know, quarantine to then, you know, this have to last for 6 months or have to last a whole year or even more. Like, I don't think our economy can survive anything more than 3 months, if I'm being completely honest. And two, I just want this to be over. Like, I miss normalcy. Like, I think someone tweeted the other day, remember when you could go to movie theaters whenever you wanted? Wasn't that a blast?
You know, it's crazy. I was working,
like,
today.
And I'm
working, and, like, I'm thinking, like, things felt normal for 2.5. Like, I'm walking around like, yeah, no, da, 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 da. Because that's how many less people were in the store. So it felt like a normal day. And I'm like, wait a minute. We're in the middle of, like, a pandemic. Like, shit is, like, type wild right now. Why do I, like, yo, it was just a crazy feeling of, like, okay. Like, I don't know. It was a weird feeling, but like I do miss all the normalcy of life.
Yeah,
it makes you you appreciate it more. To be honest,
that's what I was telling one of my friends recently. Because you know, even going out to some like ma and pa restaurant, we took that for granted. Because you know, you could do that whenever. But now, mm-hmm. you know, if you want food that you didn't make, you got to order it. It has mm-hmm. to be delivered. You know, and just for me, I'm kind of irritated because I had just recently bought a new camera. And I was looking forward to, you know, around this time when it's nice and sunny, I can go out and take some nature shots and, you know, just kind of play around with my camera a little bit. And I can't really do that given the circumstances. But, you know, I'm lucky enough where I don't live in an apartment building or anything like that. So I have my own space. I can do my own thing and I'm still kind of comfortable. And like I said, I rather have to deal with this for 8 weeks and then, you know, this will just be like, hey, remember that time when we're all quarantined, compared to it being 6 months or a year? Like I would hate for it to be March 2021 and then we're like, oh, we're finally released.
Yo, that would be like that would be crazy. Oh
boy. Yeah. All right, so let's get the podcast started. Y'all already know what our first segment is. It's What's Poppin'. This is where we talk about current events in pop culture, in the hip-hop community, and a little bit of the black community. So, all right, our first piece, I'm pretty sure you've seen all these rappers on their IG Live just going crazy, bro. Like, Lil Yachty paid someone $200 to shave off their eyebrows, and they did it.
Oh, that's what... Yo, somebody messaged me like, bro, shave off your eyebrows right now. I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Like, I'm like, they just hit me out the blue randomly. I'm like, you know that's not happening. And I just, like, I was curious, like, where did that come from? Like, mm-hmm. where was that energy from? And now...
Yeah, now you know. Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, bro, come on. Come on, yo. And it's just getting crazier because Boosie, I feel like every week
we mention Boosie, my bro. Gosh.
Yo, Boosie, we mentioned this man, I really feel like almost every week. I'm gonna listen to the previous episode and see when we started talking about Boosie and see how many episodes this man has been mentioned.
He's gonna have to start paying us. That's how much we mention him.
Yo, for real. It's like, yo, Boosie, instead of giving people $1,000 for showing they poo tangs on IG Live, pay us.
That's what he was doing?
But, yo, so I'm pretty sure you've seen the meme, but and he's not the only one. There have been other rappers too, but he's like the main one where he goes on IG Live and he kind of like convinces these girls to start twerking and doing all these other like crazy things on IG Live and he pays them. And he the famous video of him saying, "I'll pay you $1,000 if you show your pussy live." Hold on, stop laughing. I'll pay you $1,000 to show your pussy lips online. That's where the meme came from, and it got so bad that IG had to threaten to take down his page if he didn't stop.
Yo, that's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah, bro. That's but hard. It's not just him. Like it's other like rappers too.
Dang, yeah, y'all going ham, huh? That's the energy we coming with, huh?
They bored and they got money. Bro. This is what happens when you got bored men with a lot of money, bro, cooped up in the house.
Yeah, no, they going ham. They going crazy. Yeah. Like, damn.
Bro. But you know what's crazy, though? So all this like kind of sparked up the whole like OnlyFans topic again. And, bro, this girl, like, I didn't even know she had an OnlyFans page, but this girl that I don't follow her, but we both follow this mutual person, so I've seen her on my timeline because the person that I follow will like retweet her, and she posted how much she makes. Bro, she makes $13,000 a month. Yeah, 13. So she posted how, because I think someone was talking crazy about OnlyFans girls, and she posted how much she makes. And she makes $13,000. And the crazy part about it too is that she doesn't even do anything sexual. Like she just posts like bikini pics and feet pics.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we're missing something.
Yeah, we're not women, bro. We're the power that pussy has is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
Cause yeah, you know what? I would love to talk to like I would love to have like a guy who has OnlyFans page on our show, and we can talk to him and see like his perspective on everything. Cause I don't, bro, I feel like they don't make as much.
I mean, if he make over like, all right, so if he make half that, I'm taking notes.
Oh, big facts.
Yeah, no, if he make like 6K, I'm taking notes.
But think about it, bro. Think about it. This girl is making six figures, and she's like, and the crazy part too is she's not even doing anything crazy. She's literally just, she said, every time I go get my nails done, I take a picture of my feet, and I just put it on there. What? And every time she goes on vacation, she just take a whole bunch of pictures and she just puts it on there. So she's pretty much just getting paid for having an IG page.
I don't even know what to say.
And like, that shocked me because, you know, I know these girls make a lot of money, right? But I always just assumed they had to do like some freaky stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But she's not doing anything freaky. It's literally just, these are my toes with some paint on them. And here's me in a bikini.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
And like,
that's
and wild. She showed the pictures of her in the bikini, and it's not even anything provocative. It's like, it's literally like a normal IG bikini pic.
Bro, how? Like, it's how?
Bro, I'm telling you, it's the power of pussy.
Wow,
it's the power of pussy. Damn. Because yo, it's the crazy part about it too is, when you think about it, right? You have all these guys and women who are spending money to see you naked and to see you do these things to yourselves and to see you participate in sex with other people. When you think about it, it's kind of weird. It's like, not weird, but it's kind of crazy. When you think about it, she's like, because I remember when the first OnlyFans thing went viral, where this girl was saying how she makes a little under six figures every month, and I was like, what? No wonder everyone got an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if Miss Rona keep messing with us, I might just start my own. I got bills to pay.
I'm not about to knock your hustle either, man. That's a it deserve a look after those numbers.
Yo, but no, the 13K a month, that really blew my mind. Because when she posted like what she has on there, I was like, yo, that's crazy. So yeah. All right, moving right along. What else do we have? Oh, there's an update with the Linda Fairstein. Do you remember that?
The name is familiar. Refresh. Do like a quick summary, and it'll come back to me.
So last week we had discussed how Linda Fairstein. So the show When They See Us. You remember when They See Us, right?
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I remember. So I remember what you're talking about.
The main prosecutor was suing Netflix and Ava DuVernay because pretty much just for what's the term? Pretty much just talking bad about her.
Defamation of character.
Thank you. Defamation of character. So the update is she didn't win. Hell no. She didn't win. She didn't win. The court pretty much just laughed it off. Like, sis, that's what they do. It's a show. Shows have this freedom. You're not the first person to be upset, but it's a show. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some research, and apparently the show was very accurate. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, she knew it was accurate. That's probably why she even, like, went after it in the first place, because it was accurate.
Yep.
Because if it wasn't, she wouldn't
paint her in a good image. But, I mean, you shouldn't have been shocked. Like, when you heard that they were making this show, you should have been prepared. Like, yo, they're going to drag me. You were the main person on the...
And she did it to herself, so...
Yeah, she did. She definitely did.
She did it. She really did it to herself.
Yeah. All right, so moving right along. I don't know if you've seen it, bro, but Kim K and Taylor Swift, they're beefing again.
They beefed. There was a first time?
Yeah, so you know the song, what is the name of the song? It's a Kanye West song. I think it's called Famous, and he pretty much just talks about
his encounter
mm-hmm. with Taylor Swift. Hold on. All right, yeah. So, sorry guys, this program that we're doing is being a little wonky, it's throwing us off. So
mm-hmm.
we apologize, but let's get back right to it. So essentially, there was a leaked video a couple days ago, and the video, I don't think the video really helps Taylor's case, but apparently it does. So I watched the video, and essentially, it's just him asking her about certain lines in his song. And, you know, a lot of people were saying how, like, oh, this proves that, you know, he didn't ask her permission to talk about her in this way. But from the video that I watched, it kind of helps him. It helps him more than it does hurt him. Mm-hmm. And Kim K pretty much was just saying how, like, this just proves that, you know, her being upset. Because Taylor Swift, when the song was released, she was at an award show, and she was saying how, you know, there are going to be people who are trying to diminish your achievements. Obviously mm-hmm. talking about Kanye West. But, and her publicist claimed that Swift wasn't aware of a certain line called that was "I made that bitch famous," right? And mm-hmm. and Kanye even admitted that he didn't run that line by her, but everything else in the song she knew about. Yeah. So, you know, she was upset. Kim K, you know, defended her husband, saying like, "Listen, you knew what happened. We have recording of, you know, the both of you have this conversation." And Kim K had said that the only reason why she even recorded the conversation, because it's a video of him talking on the phone, the only reason why she has the video is because anytime Kanye makes an album, he tapes all the behind the scenes work, and mainly just for like his own viewing. Like, he doesn't publish it or anything like that. And luckily in this situation, it helped him. I don't know how true that is, but it's a good thing that they had a tape. Well, it's a good thing that they had a video of him talking to Swift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they went back and forth, and it is what it is. But it just, for me, I was reading the comments, right? Because I wasn't aware that this was a beef to begin with, because I'm not a huge fan of Kanye West. I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. So mm-hmm. I was just in the blue. I was in the, not the blue. I was yeah. in the dark. And when I found out, you know, I read the comments, and a lot of people were saying, like, oh, yo, this is so old. Like, you know, we got more important things to do. Like, Miss Rona out here just messing with our lives, and y'all over here beefing over something that happened, like, a year or two ago.
I knew that was coming. I was just waiting for it.
Yeah, bro.
That was funny. But no, that's, I don't know. Is it a move to, like, stay relevant? Sometimes some things, like, celebrities do, I literally find myself asking questions of, like, is this just to stay, like, in the public eye? Is it really for, like, is there any motive for you behind it? Or is it just, like, oh, I haven't done anything, or my name hasn't been talked about in a minute, so let me do something that's gonna get me talked about?
I don't know. It the day it happened, it was a little thing, and then it died. So it obviously couldn't have been that big, because, you know, everyone else is worried about the corona. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Speaking of corona, so Idris Elba, he had addressed the fact that a lot of people were saying that celebs are being paid to say that they have the coronavirus. And essentially he was saying, that's dumb. That makes no sense. It's not true. And plus, I don't even understand why people would think, like, what would be the benefit of a celebrity getting paid to say, hey, I have the virus?
Yeah, no, it doesn't add up, really. Mm-hmm. I've ran across that rumor. There was another conspiracy rumor of, like, there's a ring of, like, people who are getting it that's connected to, like, a sex ring of something else, and, like,
is it a sex ring?
Yes. They were name dropping, like, Oprah, like, Charles Barkley, pretty much everybody who had it was a part of it. And for them to like their social distance, there's no, I don't think she has it. Her name just happened to come up. Oh, and okay. And their social distancing is them actually serving a jail time that they were supposed to serve for this, for their crimes or whatever. Which, like, it's not crazy far-fetched, but, like, the disease itself, it exists, and it's pretty serious.
I know. So, my church has been affected by it a lot because, one, I have a lot of older people at my church, and, two, my church is in New York, which has the most cases in the USA. And I'm here to tell you, the corona is real. Like, it's not fake. It's not a conspiracy theory. Like, it is very, very real.
No, it's real. And scary. And, like, people are dying from it. Like, it's not as, like, it's like a flu, No, it's not. It's not like that at all. It's serious. Like, there are stories of people who are extremely healthy, like, damn near dying or dying off of it. So, like, it's not to really be played with.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't understand is that the scary part about all of this, right, is the fact that you could be perfectly healthy, not sick, nothing, and still carry the virus. And then you spread it to someone who, once they have the virus, it affects them and they get super sick. And I'm not talking about, like, no cold sick. I mean, like, they got to be hospitalized sick.
That's the dangerous thing of it. Like, okay, you may not be affected, but it's not just a one individual thing. It's like...
Yeah.
It'll affect somebody down the road to where when they get sick, they're not just going to get sick. They get super, like, super sick. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like, some people.
But another thing, too, is my mom was telling me this today. Don't take ibuprofen or Advil or anything that has ibuprofen because it makes it worse. Yeah, apparently, the virus, like, lives off of it.
Yeah. I remember hearing that, too.
Yeah, so just, and I have a lot of family. I'm Jamaican, so I have a lot of family who works in the hospital. And they all, I called them and I asked them, like, yo, is that true? And they're like, yeah, it's very true. So, all jokes aside, y'all, do not take ibuprofen. If there's other painkillers that don't use ibuprofen, I don't remember the name of the chemical.
Tylenol, it's acetaminophen. There's acetaminophen.
Thank you, acetaminophen. Tylenol uses it. I want to say Aleve also uses it. I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on that.
I'm not sure about Aleve, but I know Motrin. It's not acetaminophen. It's another chemical that's not ibuprofen. So
yeah, just avoid ibuprofen. You know, because you don't want to put yourself at risk. And, you know, Tempo and I, we love you guys, so we would love you guys to stay alive throughout all this. And yeah, but you know, just to continue going, because I don't want to talk too much about the coronavirus, because I want to make this show kind of a distraction from everything that's going on.
Yeah, no, definitely, because you hear about it every day. So
yeah, all right, so. Moving right along, we have our bro code and leading. No, I keep calling it the bro code. We have our bro talk, and leading our bro talk for this week is my boy Tempo. So, what do you have for us today?
So, with everything, not to really bring up Corona again, but like it's not doesn't tie in, but it's about money. So, I guess you could tie it in if you wanted to. Question for today or this episode is, if money cannot buy happiness, can you ever be truly happy with no money?
No. No. No.
And obviously why, but yes.
Think right, about it. If you have no, okay, the only way for you to be happy with no money is if you like lived off the grid. Like if you're still a member of this society and you're still like a part of like civilization, you have to have money. Think about it. In every poor community, there's a higher rate of crime, higher rate of death, higher rate of rape. Like everything bad that could happen in society is in a poor community. So obviously, like, no. Like, not saying like, you know, money is the source of happiness, but it's pretty close given our capitalist society. Like, think, perfect example, right? You are a recent college grad, like myself, and you got a job, and now you live on your own, and you have all these bills to pay. And, you know, you should be happy because you're independent, but you live in practically paycheck to paycheck because all your money goes to either bills or groceries, and that's it. you're not living a happy life because you can't do anything. Like, you go to work and you come home and that's it. And that's just, and that's like, that's not even a crazy example. A crazier example is, think about all, everyone who's poor right now. Like, think of all the homeless people. All the homeless people, they're not happy. And they're not living a happy life right now. They're living on the street. They're out in the cold. Right? And, you know, not to, I hate that we keep bringing up Corona, but given the whole Corona thing that's going on right now, like, they if, you know, if they get sick, that's it. There's nothing they can really do. Especially, you know, if we get to the point where the hospitals have to pick and choose who can get treatment, they're not going to treat a homeless person.
Hmm.
So, I hate to be like that guy, but to say that, you know, you can be happy without money, that's naive. That's naive and not true. Like, you don't need a fortune, but you need enough to live comfortably. You know what I'm saying? And the amount that is keeps increasing, you know, every day. But it's just, I don't know, bro. I just say no. Like, you need some money. I'm not saying you gotta be, you know, Bill Gates rich, but you need some money to be happy because, you know, a lot of people work 9-to-5s, right? And it ain't nothing wrong working a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, living a modest lifestyle. But, you know, if you're living in, let's say, for instance, you're living in a studio apartment, and, you know, you live a paycheck to paycheck, and you're not eating right, and you hate your job, and this, that, and the third, and you can't really do anything because, you know, you're stuck financially, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, no. This question, like, I read it, and I'm like, I could see both sides. And the way, your side, in a capitalist society, the setting that we live in, do I agree with it? Do I unfortunately have to agree with it? Yes. Because do I like the concept of money? No. Because, like, I don't like what money, like, does to other people. So that's where my head is at with money itself. But I feel like in this question, mm-hmm. I feel like it depends how much you value money. Because, like, if you say, all right, so you don't really value money or the things that you can really get with money. Like, and say if, like, you live off of, like, just doing good deeds. Doing a good deed is free. Doing a good deed has nothing to do with money. So if you live your life just doing good deeds, and yes, you can do good deeds with money. I'm not saying that you can't. But if doing a good deed makes you happy, that's still achievable. You can be happy without money because a good deed is free.
I get that, bro. But even I see what you're trying to say, right? And I get it. I 110% get it. You can. That's why I said, like, you don't need a lot of money to be happy. But if you were broke, I mean, like, you got $2 to your name, you're not. What good deed you gonna do?
All right, like, let's take the capitalistic, like, aspect out of this. Say we didn't live in a capitalistic system. I'm not gonna make a whole system because that's a whole nother episode. But say if, like, things worked off of, like, I guess bartering or something, some other trade of the sense to where, like, money wasn't as important. Do you think it would still be possible to be happy?
No, because even with a bartering system, right, which is pretty much, you know, I'm going to trade you 3 chickens for a gallon of milk. Let's say, for instance, someone steals your chickens, or let's say, for instance, you know, you run out or, you know, something crazy happens and you no longer have chickens. You're now destitute. You're now poor. You can't maintain your lifestyle. You can't support yourself for basic needs. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, in a bartering system, you would still have your house, but you wouldn't be able to do much if you can't trade for anything. Like, you can't get food. You can't get no water, depending on how your water system is set up. Like, even in a bartering system, it's still going to, matter. Like whatever kind of currency is being used in any kind of system, it's going to be important. The only way it's not important is if people aren't paid. Like you do a job and everyone is put on the same playing field. But I don't even know if that would work, because, you know, you have to think about human nature too. Like some people are going to be like, well, you know, I go to work at 8 o'clock. Me and Johnny are both field hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Johnny both, you know, I start my work at 8 o'clock, but Johnny comes in late at 9, and we're both getting paid the same. That's not fair. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I hate these kind of questions, because I hate having to sound like this, because I sound like mad, like money hungry and money focused.
Like, I understand the viewpoint though. Like it makes sense. Like it's not a bad viewpoint to have, or like, especially in this society, like I can never blame anybody who has that viewpoint, because we live in a society where it's like, bro, if you don't make money, like what else are you going to do? Even if like you don't like value money or you hate it, you still have to get a job, like, yeah, or have to have some type of input, even if you hate it, because like you in the way in our system, and you can't blame anybody. Like we didn't choose like to be in this system. We were just we're literally born into it. So it's not like I can sit here and at you and be like, oh, he's a money hungry like person. Da, da, da. No, you can't do that, because we were born into the system. So within that system, it's based off of what? Money. So what is your idealism going to focus around while growing up in that system, learning things from that system? It's pretty much you're set up to even already have the mindset. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no blame to it. It's literally not your fault at all. So like, yeah, no, I just like I know, because I've had like similar conversations with other people, and like they'll say like similar things to where like, no, I don't really want to sound money hungry, but like, what do you really do without money?
Yeah, because it's true though. Because like, it's just so hard to live in, like, that's why I said when you first asked me, I was like, the only way for you to be truly happy is if you lived off the grid. And even then, you know, I don't know how legal that is. So it's just it's tough. It's really, really hard. And I don't really want to get too into like capitalism and everything else. But, you know, I would be lying if I said we don't live in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, too, that you have to understand is, in order for like the way how success is measured in this society, right, is through what? Money. Right? And you could, and the thing too is, you could be very successful in, you know, feeding the homeless and other charitable deeds, but people are still gonna look at you if you're driving a hoopty, if you're living in a, you know, if you got five people living in a studio apartment. Like, there's certain, like, and it's sad to say this, you know, but people judge you based off of how much money you make. Mm-hmm. One, and you know, and it would be untrue if we said we don't care what our neighbors think, because we do, right? Even no matter how much of an independent person you are, no matter how much you think pride, you don't care, you care. Like, even if it's like something on like a small level, you care. So just off of that, and just off of the fact of like so many basic things you need money for. Like, perfect example is, you know, I had a little bit of a money problem in the beginning of 2020, and I wanted to go to the movies, and literally I had to like stop myself from going to the movies, because I was like, bro, you know, I need to save up because my student loans are coming around the corner. I got to pay that off. And I love movies. Like, mm-hmm. One of my favorite pastimes is just going to the, like, I love going to the movie theater and experiencing a movie. Even if a movie is super trash, it's better that I'm, oh, bro, that's a whole nother episode.
I couldn't help
myself. No, you're good, bro. You're good. But, you know, I feel like it's a little less sucky if I'm in the theater. And I just love it. I love everything about the movie theaters. You know, I hope that one day if I make enough money, ironically, that I can have my own, like, home theater.
Mm-hmm.
But even stuff like that, like pastimes and hobbies, they require money. Like our podcast, bro, how much money did we invest in this podcast?
A decent amount.
Exactly. And, you know, and for right now, this is kind of like a hobby to us. But, you know, this is something that brings me joy. This is something that brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that, like, something so basic as doing a hobby or something so basic as, like, just doing something that brings you joy requires money. And, you know, and I hate sounding like this, bro, but it's so hard not to. Because mm-hmm. if someone were to tell me, oh, money isn't everything, I would be like, you're right. But money is a big source of happiness. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to get real for a hot second,
mm-hmm.
right? When I was growing up, right, when I moved to where I live now and in middle school and high school, you know, I wasn't like the poorest kid, but I didn't, you know, it was just me and my mom was the main one buying me clothes and stuff. And she couldn't afford to get me, you know, Gucci and Versace and all this other stuff. And it messed with me because, you know, you go through the halls and everyone's rocking all these, you know, these name brand clothes. And you feel like, you know, something's wrong with you because, like, you should be wearing name brand clothes too because everyone else is. And, you know, and eventually, once I got to, like, the end of my freshman year of high school, I kind of realized, like, you know, they're kind of dumb because the same perfect example, I had a friend and we both had the exact same black V-neck. When I say, like, the only difference between the V-necks is that mine didn't have any logo. Mine came from H&M, and his was from Hollister and had a little Hollister, what is it, the seagull or eagle or whatever?
Yeah,
like a little bird thing.
Yeah, the seagull.
And my V-neck cost me, I want to say, $8.
Mm-hmm.
His V-neck cost him 30. So it's the exact same V-neck.
All
like,
he
same
had
quality.
Was
say, like, I remember one time we were in the gym, we took off our shirts and we looked at the tag to see, you know, the blend, like the pulse, like, you know, because when you look at the tag, it tells you 100% mm-hmm. cotton or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the exact same shirt, even came from the same country. Both of our shirts were from Taiwan.
That's funny as hell.
And I was like, you paid $30 for this shirt, I paid $8.
Probably was the same factory too.
And that's what I said. I wouldn't even be surprised if it was from the same factory, bro. You're paying $30 for something I paid $8 for.
Yeah, no, bro, that, like, all of that, like, but then that gets down to, like, materialism. Like, mm-hmm. what materials do you value at the end of the day? And what things are not worth it?
Yeah. And the thing, too, is that there's happiness is such a complex emotion. Pretty much all emotions are, but happiness, because we're talking about it, it's such a complex thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the counter argument that I can already see someone thinking is, mm-hmm. you know, what if you're rich but you're lonely? What if you're rich and, you know, you can't trust anybody? And that's true, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of rich people out there who feel like they can't trust anybody because everybody's after their pockets. But I'm gonna tell you one thing though. You know, they don't have the same struggles that you and I have in terms of, like, perfect example of this whole corona thing. There was some rich dude who literally moved his whole family to an island, and he's just waiting until this whole thing blows over. So, you know, it's just money and happiness. I don't like trying to equate the two because it's such a complex thing, and you and I could have a 5-6 hour conversation and still lead nowhere. I think at the end of the day, it's your attitude towards money. It's one where you live, because, you know, 60 grand here is not the same amount as 60 grand in Georgia or Florida or
Jamaica or
yeah,
definitely overseas. Like that's
because I know people who, you know, especially I had a lot of African friends in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were telling me, you know, I live in Newark And, you know, my family doesn't make that much here. But when we go over to Africa, we live like kings and queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I had a lot of people say that. Not a bunch of
people. I'm Jamaican, and it's the same thing, you know. So that's what I'm saying. It's all about location, too. So it's about, it's the way how you view money. It's the way how you handle money. And it's the way how everyone else around you is with money, too. Because nothing is, let's say, you know, for me, being one of the poorest kids, not the poorest, but one of the, being a poor kid in my high school and middle school community, you know, it bothered me. But in low-income communities, you know, that's everyone. So it may not be that bad because everybody's struggling. So I think, honestly, it just depends. It depends on so many factors and aspects that it's hard to say exactly. If money, let me not say that. It's hard to say that money doesn't equal happiness, and it's hard to say that money does. It's literally just, it's a part of it.
Yeah, I can see that. Especially, like, the day and age we live in, and that makes sense. Like, you said, you have to say that. Like, there's no escaping it. Even if you want to, like, because I was always on, like, the other mindset of like, oh, I'm gonna just be happy, not let money like affect this or feel my mindset for this, that, and the third. But then I had to sit back and realize, like, nah, you need money. Like, you need it for a lot of different things that do make you happy. One, like you said, the podcast, even doing music, you gotta spend a crap ton of money doing that. So all of that, and then it's, I don't know. I really had to sit down and think about money, because, like, there was a time where, like, I really hated money for, like, I don't know. I viewed it as such a negative thing. But, like, I feel like I had to really think about, like, it's not really money that's negative. It's, like, people's actions that make it negative. And money can be a good thing, too, at the end of the day. So it's really more about the action and what you do with it than the money itself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're going to move on. Do you have a game for us this week, bro?
Yes, I do have a game. Give me one moment. All right. So we're going to hit, we're going to play a little bit of Would You Rather. And, yeah, let's do this.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Would you rather die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain?
I'm going to say die a hero, bro. Because I would just be so disappointed in my life and in myself if I ended up becoming a villain.
I don't know. I feel like, what type of villain are we talking about here? Because are villains just automatically bad?
Yes, hence the name villain.
No, what? But, I feel like...
I think you're thinking of an anti-hero, because I think you're thinking of, like, people like Vegeta, Deadpool, things of, like people like that.
I mean, they were still villains at one point.
No, but they're... Okay, but they're anti-heroes, because they do villainous things, or they do heroic things, but they're, like... But there's a... Essentially, an anti-hero is someone who does something heroic, but it's either for selfish reasons or they do it in a very non-traditional heroic manner. So perfect example is The Punisher. Have you seen that show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. He's pretty cool, to be honest,
Yeah, he does heroic things, but he also kills a lot of people. That man is... a terrorist. Like, all jokes aside, like, that man is a domestic terrorist.
So what do you call that at the end of the day? I mean, yes,
an anti-hero.
There's the term anti-hero, but, like, if you really wanted to break it down, is that person a hero or a villain? Like, and you had to choose one of the two, like,
I would say,
what are they more of?
It depends case by case, and also who you ask, right? So if you ask someone who the Punisher saved, they're obviously gonna say hero. But if you ask someone who, you know, whose family member he just killed, they're gonna say villain. So that's why you know, anti-hero and villain is very different. But back to your original question, I'm going to still say hero, because a villain and a hero is two very different things.
Damn. Would I want to, like, would I die a hero? Probably. But, like, I'm just, out of curiosity, I'm just curious what I would be like as a villain.
Okay.
Not that I want that outcome. It's just more so curiosity.
No, I get it. No judgment. I just, me personally, I'm going to have to say no. I'd rather just die a hero, bro. Especially, you know, growing up, I was, like, obsessed with superheroes. I have to be a hero. there's no question about it.
I guess for the fans, who is your favorite superhero?
You should know that, bro.
Let me think.
He's literally on my keychain.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, bro. I love Batman. I love everything Batman represents.
Yeah, no, that's true. You got Batman pajamas and yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I love, capital L-O-V-E, Batman.
Batman is smart as shit.
Yeah. I don't want to get super into Batman right now, because that's a whole episode.
I can feel you holding back, yo.
Yeah. All right, so what's your next one?
I got you. All right, so would you rather wake up in an unknown body of water, like in a boat of in an unknown body of water, or in the middle of an unknown desert?
Crap. Now this one's hard. I was gonna say ocean, but I didn't know what your second option was gonna be. I still would have to say ocean.
Which one are your chances better of getting out of, pretty much?
Cause all right, the thing with the ocean too is, and it's so hard, is that I'm allergic to seafood, all seafood.
Either way,
I'm screwed.
I ain't even, yo, that's max. Damn. So if a crab just happened to end up on your boat, you dead. Like, and then like in the desert, if you don't find the water, you dead. So
that's what I'm saying. Either way, I'm screwed. And well, you can't drink ocean water. If you drink ocean water, you get sick.
Yeah, you either get sick, or there was an old thing where like you go crazy, which and you just dehydrate yourself because
you're just super salt. Dehydrated because all the salt.
But
I guess I would have to say ocean, just because like I hate being hot. No, I take it back. This is so tough because the ocean is very scary.
Yeah, no, yo, the ocean. Yo, every once in a while, I think about, like, all the depths of the ocean we haven't explored, and...
Yeah, but you said I'm on a boat, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you have a boat, like, you know...
Like, what kind of boat? Like, a rowboat, or, like...
No, nah, you're on, like, a canoe.
A canoe?
No paddle, bro.
Oh, that... I was thinking, like, a little rowboat.
Nah, you got a canoe.
And then the desert, I'm just in the desert?
Yeah, you're just there.
I'm gonna say ocean, I guess, yeah.
I would say ocean too, because at least I have like water. If I could find something to put the water in and like try to get the salt to evaporate out of it, I'll have a chance. In the desert, like I'm literally just walking around until
and hoping for the best.
Yeah, and hoping for the best.
At least with the ocean, you know, there's a chance if you like run into someone. Yeah,
or
I don't know.
Or finding like something that might save you at the end. Who knows? But yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's so scary, bro.
All right. Would you rather be able to travel as much as you want, but only by foot? Or would you rather be able to travel once every 5 years with any transportation vehicle?
I'm gonna say once every 5 years. Because hear me out, right? Let's say, for instance, I want to go to France. You know how far a walk that is? It's practically the same thing.
Bro, I can't swim. So,
yeah. Well, I just assumed you said by foot. So, I'm assuming I could just walk on water. But that's a good point, too. I can't swim either.
Yeah, no, I can't swim. And, yeah, no, I got to go with the 5 years, too. Because, like, one, like, I feel like if you plan like a super trip, like to Paris or something, it's going to take time to plan that anyway. Mm-hmm. So if I take 5 years to plan the trip, like I'm going to be able to plan a lot and be able to do a lot. I'm going to have a good amount of money saved up. And
you can bring people too. No one's going to want to go with you on a trip that you're going via the Shoelace Express. Ain't nobody want to do that.
Hell no. Hell no. People barely want to go around the corner. So there's no way they walk in like to another place by foot.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know. All right, what's your next one, bro? All
right. Would you rather have 50 good friends or have 3 super close best friends? And I guess good friends mean like that mark that's like, you know how like you get just past acquaintances with someone?
Mm-hmm.
To where like you don't mind hearing from them, but they're not like, you're not like super close with them. I guess.
So say
I
it
guess
again, it was 50 good friends or 3 best friends?
Yeah, 3 super like close best friends.
I'm going to say best friends.
Yeah, the 3 super close best friends.
Yeah, because honestly, you know, oh man, I'm about to get deep again. But honestly, that was my issue kind of, you know, in college was that I had a lot of people who knew me and I had like a lot of friends, but I didn't really have too many people who I was like close with. And people that I was close with, our schedules didn't really like, our schedules would conflict a lot, so I wouldn't get to see them as often as I would want to. So, you know, personally, I feel like it's a lot lonelier. Like, I feel like you are lonelier if you have 50 or 100 or even 200 good friends. But if you have 3 strong, like, yo, this is my friend group. It's Tempo, it's these other 2 people, and I'm good. I'm set. Like, I feel like that's so much better.
Yeah, no, because, like, I know with those 3 people, like, if I call one of them and I'm like, oh, bro, my arm fell off, like, they're going to come and, like, help me put my arm back on. That good
I meant friend. You said your arm fell off. That's such a max scenario, bro.
It was believe it or not, it was the first thing that came to mind. But, like, if I call a good friend, they're just going to hit me with that. Damn, that's crazy. And then, like, okay. I'm going to just have to, like, figure out how to put my arm back on. And, like, yeah, that's a whole ordeal. Like,
and hope for the best.
And, yeah, no, pretty much hope for the best. Like, I'm going to have to sew myself, like, Woody and, like, call it, I don't know. But, yeah, no, the good 3 friends. I mean, the super close 3 friends. Yeah. All right. Next question. This one, like, I chuckled a little bit because just thinking about this, would you rather wear one single color every day or have to wear 7 colors every day?
I'm going to say 7 colors every day, bro. I like changing up my look. You're coordinating
7 colors.
It's not that hard when you think about it.
Yeah, no, now that I think about it, you probably wear, like, on average, like, 5. So that's just, like, adding, like, 2 more.
Yeah. So it's not that hard. You just have to accessorize a little bit, but it ain't that hard. Cause it's not. I don't have to wear the 7 colors all at once. I just have to wear the 7 colors every day.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. That's true. That makes sense.
Compared to like just rocking this, because if I were to pick the other one, I'm sticking with black because you can't go wrong with black.
Imagine, like, you, like, pick, like, neon green for the day, so, like, you just walk around like a highlighter, and then, like, yeah, no, that, I can see that going left. But,
yeah.
All right. Would you rather have to end every sentence with a racial slur or have to drop 2 F-bombs in every sentence?
I'm gonna say the F-bombs because my fear is that I'm talking to the person who the racial slur is to. So, like, I'm talking to, like, a Asian person. I say an Asian racial slur, and I get slapped up. And I can't even blame them because I would have done the same thing.
Yo, like, that's yo, but you could, like, how are you going to go try to get a job?
Oh, I would just, I would say it's a mental disorder because it is. And, you know, they can't discriminate. Well, they're going to, but they can't legally discriminate against me.
Yeah, yeah. But do you really think you're going to get that job at the end of the day?
Depending, well, I mean, depending on the job, I might. Or if I'm like, yeah, so I just really love fucking coding, bro. I love it so fucking much.
I think, I don't know, you would have to get somebody like that really like took that for like a lot of passion and just wrote that.
But okay, but think about the racial slur one. You can't get a job with a racial, like, yes. There's no way you can spin that.
No, it's part of my vernacular.
So you call in?
I gotta say, technically, I could say nigga, and I'd be okay.
No, okay. So the way how I interpreted that question is that you're saying racial slurs that don't affect you.
Oh,
that...
no, I'm just finding a loophole in this. Like,
oh, that's not fair. That no loopholes. What the hell?
I just pulled that out of my ass, to be honest.
Because if that was a case, I could just say, oh, you said F-bombs. Never mind. So that doesn't work. I was going to say hell counts as a curse.
Yo, that would that would still not go over that well.
Hell? I feel like hell
no,
is...
No, no, not hell. I mean, like, racial, all that, the racial slurs. Even, like, the N-word wouldn't go that over that well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in, like, there's certain scenarios that would be horrible.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your next question, bro?
Would you rather have a child who is smart or a child who is kind?
They can be both, bro? Like, what's going on here?
No. You gotta choose one. They either smart, they damn near Stewie, pretty much. or they're just kind.
Man, so they're damn near stupid. That's crazy. I'm gonna say kind. The reason why is because I've met a lot of smart people.
Like mad people who gonna take mad advantage of that kid.
But okay. But the reason why I say kind is because I would rather my child be kind and treat people well than he be the next Hitler. Because Hitler was really smart. But he was still Hitler.
That's a great point. And with that one, you win. So I don't think I have anything out the box to say about that one. All right. So would you rather be like near death or would you rather hear everything 2 minutes later than it was said or than it actually happened?
Wait, say that again?
Would you rather be like near death or hear everything with like a 2 minutes lag?
Would I rather be damn near dying or just have a 2 minute lag? Guess which one I'm gonna pick, Tempo. Guess which one?
Yeah, you have a 2 minute lag on everything you hear pretty much. So like this podcast, like you're gonna be laughing while I'm on like the bro topic, you're gonna be talking about what's popping and pretty much we just like
But I think we could. I feel like I'm so creative that I could spin it off and it would work. That would be our thing, you know.
If you could pull that off, I feel like I would pay you, cause like that would be pretty. That would be pretty clever if you thought of some way to play that off. That's pretty good.
I know. I'm just that guy. But okay. But being near death, that sucks. You can't do anything. You're always dying.
Oh no, death as in like. Like, you can't hear death.
Oh, I thought you said death. That's why I was like, bro, that's not
a... Technically, I did say death. It was just the other kind of version of death.
Oh, well, you can tell that I'm damn near deaf. all right. I feel like either one is going to be annoying, so I'm still going to say the two-minute lag.
I think I would take the two-minute lag, too, because, like, I mean, after time, I'm going to get used to it. And, like...
Especially if I was, like, born that way. I already have 23 years of strategies of how to finesse this.
Imagine, like... There's so many things, like, you don't hear in the moment, though, that would be, like... think of movies.
like a comedy line, like something that was like mad funny, and everyone's laughing, and you just heard it, and you're like, ah, ha, 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 ha. But someone just died. Like, everyone can look at you like, yo, you good? Like, what's wrong with you? Or worse, you and your girl, like your girl starts yelling at you for something and you don't hear it until 2 minutes later. So then you start reacting. She's like, bruh, I already said what I had to say 2 minutes ago. Why are you yelling at me?
And then that causes a whole nother argument. And
yeah.
That's what he said.
Like, what you not about to do? But baby, we had this conversation like 5 minutes ago. Well, I didn't hear it until now.
Well, why you not hear it? Yo, that way.
You know I got a problem. Stop playing with me.
Yo.
You know my hearing ain't been right since the corona. Yo, knock on wood, bro. Knock on wood. Pause. I said then, I was like, ooh, let me stop, because that's actually kind of scary.
Bro, that's nice. All right. Would you rather
one more?
Would you rather have the ability to rewind to a previous time in your life, or have the ability to fast forward to a future time in your life?
Fast forward so I can get past all this Rona nonsense. Oh my God, I hate this so much.
That's true, but it could, like, what if it's worse?
Oh, I'm gonna just keep fast forward until it gets better. I'm gonna just keep fast forward. I'm like, oh, all right, so we're done.
But I feel like you also get older too, because it didn't say like, oh, you stay the same age. So like,
that ain't no problem.
So you gonna fast forward your 20s? Actually, while I'm saying that, I'm like, wow, that would be very beneficial. Like, there's so much shit that I would like to fast forward.
Think about it. Think about you only fast forward to the good parts of your 20s, and you just go right into, oh, I have a steady income and I'm happy now.
But then, if I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Click.
I have.
And, like, I feel like that's what Click likes. It wasn't really addressing that, but it kind of, like, you can kind of see it in the movie. Like, he did just fast forward to good parts, but there was a lot of other things that he did miss. Or a lot of lessons he didn't learn because he skipped through all the bad parts.
True. But I'm going to still say fast forward. Because, all right, because if you just rewind
I'm not rewinding.
He's
going
to live in the past.
I'm not rewinding nothing. I'm going forward, too.
And another thing, too, I feel like if you rewind and you change something, then, like, everything, like, the whole butterfly effect, like, that really scares me, bro.
Yeah, no,
you could, like, cause multiple realities and I'm gonna just fast forward
your reality into another. There's too much, like, that going backwards is too much, too many repercussions.
All right, so moving along to our Apollo Bro playlist. This is where we say, you know, where we tell you guys about two songs that we liked for this week, and you guys check them out on your own. So, for me, my two songs this week is Heart on Ice by Rod Wave. Have you heard that song before?
Hell yeah. It's my most, like, Spotify mixes, like, I think it's, like, frequently played or recently played or something of a playlist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it plays, like, every time I run through that playlist.
I just discovered it kind of recently. Yo, I saw a meme, and the meme's kind of messed up, but it was, like, gym teacher, why aren't y'all running, fat kids? I can't breathe.
Oh, that's crazy. What, damn, that was on Twitter?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Hey, it sounded like something, you know, it sounded like Twitter is.
You know, Twitter is, you know, it's Twitter and TikTok. Those are the two main spots for any good kind of content. Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube.
Bro, that's crazy.
Pretty much anything but IG and Snapchat.
It's funny because I know people out there that hate TikTok with a passion.
I used to be like that. I'm getting more, warm to it. I'm actually thinking about doing some TikTok videos myself. I just have to come up with something because I don't know. I just...
The reason I hate TikTok is because, like, you'll see, like, one funny TikTok, and then for that one funny one, there's 1,000 other ones that aren't funny. So
yeah, because TikTok is very, it's different. It's very different from Vine. It's very different from IG. It's very different from Twitter. Like, people can get TikTok famous for the most ridiculous reasons.
I feel like
it's like, remember back in the day, YouTube, where these random videos would just trend for no reason. Like, no, there was no, like, rhyme or reason to it. They just started trending.
Mm-hmm.
That's TikTok.
Yeah, I just feel like I feel like TikTok is mad try hard. So that's why, like, it's just like, I don't know. That's how I look at it.
There are some people who do the most on TikTok, and there's some people who literally, like, they're just on it having fun, and they just blow up because, you know, people just like them.
Yeah, no, so, the ones that genuinely blow up because they're actually funny, or, like, they do a dance where it's actually a good-ass dance or the such. Like, yeah, no, those deserve it and cool. But then there's also that try hard part of TikTok that kind of turns me away, and I'm like,
Yeah, because TikTok is very clickbaity. I think that's what turned me off from it when I first started getting on TikTok. But my girlfriend sends me so many TikToks, so it kind of like drew me back in. And there are a lot of funny TikToks. Like the thing you tagged me in over the weekend with the guy, you know, like he's like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus.
Oh, I was cracking it. Oh, yo.
Yeah, stuff like that I find, like, super funny.
I was like, yo, I had to send this to KJ because he understood. He understood.
I was so mad because I was like, yo, why didn't I think of this? Like, this is such a, like, funny idea.
Yo, that's why I was like, yo, this is, like, something that you would make. Like, that's what it reminded me of.
I thought it was so funny, but I was so tired. I was like, bro, why didn't I think of this? Like, this is so funny.
And it was so, like, spot on too. It was true as hell.
Yeah, I've actually been someone in a kind of like creative rut, to be honest with you. Yeah, but anyway, my other song is Black Men Don't Cheat by K-Camp.
Yo, I saw that, and I saw you, like, I don't know if you reposted it on something or like
I put it on my story.
Okay, my that's where I saw it. I'm like, this is a real song.
Yeah, and it's really good too. Like, it's like a solid song.
I didn't listen to it yet, and
because it has Ari Lennox on it, it has Black, it has,
yeah, no, I saw all the features too, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
It has Tink. I love Tink. She has such a beautiful voice.
I forgot what song I heard by Tink, and then like I was like, oh yeah, no, this is a good artist.
Yeah, I'm just mad she didn't blow up the way the others did, but that's a discussion for another day.
She might.
It's not too late for her. I'm just saying, like, she's been in the game for a little bit longer than some of these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she deserves it more than some of these artists. Mm-hmm. But that's a discussion for another day.
All right. So, I'm trying to see which one, what do I want to go with here? Because I have a lot of songs. Oh, one song, not to bring up Uzi again for the same week, but I can show you, yo, that song is hard as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, just like I had to like get past the beat a few times because the beat, like, that shit slaps. And then like, you know, that's like Uzi killed that one song, and that was like, damn, I like that song a lot. Also, and then my second song, it's not a song. I'm going to have to put the whole album on this
podcast. Don't put the whole album, bro. Pick a song.
I'm putting the whole album. Nope. After Hours, bro. The Weeknd.
I refuse to listen to that album.
That album and that album is pure fire.
I refuse to listen to that album.
Why?
I'm not a Weeknd person.
This, you're the person that's the Weeknd hater.
I'm not a
Weeknd hater. Who is it? And
Not a hater. That's a strong word. There hasn't been any recent Weeknd songs that I can think of that I've ever bumped.
Oh my. Well, is he just an artist you don't bump, or is just?
I used to back when he was doing cocaine and he had Free Locks.
No, bro, this. This After Hours, bro, is so, like, it hits me in a different way. Like, bro, it's, all like, right. It's slowly becoming,
I'm gonna check it out,
my second favorite album of, like, all time.
All time?
And you know, like, there's so much music. Bro, but I think it's because the personal connection I have to the album. I don't think it's because, like the music itself. It is. No, the music is great. But, like, yo, like, that shit is different for me, at least. Like, the connection I have with it puts it on that level. And also, if I had to take one song off the album, I'm putting Blinding Lights, because I could not listen to that song and not, like, dance along or belt along or, like, yeah, no, that, The Weeknd, you did a great job. Thank you.
I'll give it a shot. I'll listen to the album. A lot of people have been talking about it, so I have been tempted to kind of like look at it and see if it's all that. I think it's number one right now.
I think so too.
But yeah, I'll check it out. It's just I haven't. He hasn't dropped a song that I've liked. I'm really trying to think, and there hasn't been any song that I've heard of The Weeknd recently that I.
No, I can understand. Like. I mean, he hasn't dropped really that many songs since like Starboy. He's dropped like a few like here and there, but like. And I can understand not liking Starboy Weeknd. I liked him. But, like, I can understand not liking him. Because it was so different from his, like, freeform, like, dread look. And, like, even I was... It was even adjustment for Lean. Like, I'm like, bro, what do you... I like this, but damn, this is left.
I don't really... Like, so, I don't want to... I don't mind when artists, you know, change their sound. I don't mind when artists change their look. It's just... When you change it that much, and sound-wise, not look. I care less about his look. But when you change your sound, that much, it throws me off a little bit.
I feel for the artist.
He had a very like poppy sound, and I don't like pop like that.
I don't know. It's hard as an artist because like you get those people. You're not gonna please everyone, so like it's hard to like. Sometimes some people are gonna want you to stay in that realm of where you started because. Like me with Bryson Tiller. Like, if Bryson Tiller doesn't go back to Tribe Soul, I'll never forgive him. So, there are certain, like, things that they did that you're gonna really like, and then, like, then other people are gonna be like, oh, I like the new version of da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I don't know. I've always found that an interesting topic to either talk about or, like, think about, because, like, it's like, as an artist, like, where do you really, like, go? Or what do you really do to, like, kind of, like, not really, you're not, like I said, you're not going to please everybody, but where do you, like, fall in the middle at of, like, yeah, you didn't change too much, but you changed a little bit enough to where, like, it sounds a little different. And do you feel like some artists are better at that than others?
Well, I think one artist that's really good at it is Drake and Nicki Minaj, because they've changed their sound so much. Like Drake is the best example. Because when you think about Drake when he first started to Drake now, completely two different sounds. Like I said, I don't mind when they change their sounds. I just think, me personally, I just, for me, as just KJ the listener, the OG Weeknd and then the Starboy Weeknd, for me, was just too much of a change. I didn't listen to the whole album. I didn't listen to his last album was called Starboy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't listen to the whole album, but I listened to a good chunk of it, and it just wasn't for me.
And then he had that part. Actually, did he even have an album in between with the Call Out My Name, or was that just a single? I can't remember if that was a whole
album. I couldn't tell you, bro.
He did take a big leap. You know who I'm excited to drop, though? And if they do, cool. And they stop playing with the album, Party Next Door.
Oh, he hasn't dropped his album yet?
No.
Damn, people dropped that in like February.
Yeah, bro. He was supposed to drop that a while ago. I'm still over here waiting.
Oh, it might be even delayed now because of Miss Rona.
It could be, but he was like, oh, da-da-da. He was talking on Twitter about it and whatnot. People are like, bro, stop playing. I don't know. This year has been interesting so far, for sure. A lot of music has dropped.
Yeah, a lot of music has dropped. I haven't listened to Childish Gambino's new album. But he dropped an album, I want to say this week.
Yeah, he did. He dropped it on the 5th. Actually, when did he drop? He dropped it on the 15th, actually.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was more recent.
No, I thought it was too. Like, I
mean, that's still pretty damn recent, but...
Yeah, no, I listened to it, and I don't know. I have to listen to it again.
All right. Well, that's just about it for this week's episode. We're on episode... Oh, bro, you know what I didn't realize? I don't know if I forgot to say it in the beginning. We're on episode 10.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the double digits, baby.
Double digits. We got Diaz. We got... Almost said Deuce, but that's two. But we on that Big Ten. That's all I'm gonna say. Big Ten. That's
Ben 10. We on that Ben 10.
We on that Ben 10.
Yo, Ben 10 was such a good show, bro. It was. Oh man. Anyway, but yeah. So that's about it for this week. As you guys know, Make sure you subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to us on. Make sure you subscribe to the show. We love the feedback that we've been getting from you guys. So if you're the platform that you listen to us on, if it allows you to leave a comment, feel free to leave a comment. We do read them. And as we say every week, make sure you tell your friends, your family, even your foes, you know, just spread the word, because it helps us stay motivated. It helps us. And another thing too is, the more people that we have and the more feedback that we get, we can make the show even better. So that way we can give you the best content, because that's what we care about. We care about, you know, giving you guys the best content that we can possibly give. And yeah. Tempo, do you have anything you want to add?
No. Like KJ said, like, subscribe, follow us on the gram. Follow us on Twitter. Yeah, we do have an Apollo Bros Twitter. Follow that account. Follow our individual accounts. The same monikers that we use for the show are the same Twitters that we have. So
and IGs.
And IGs as well. So you know, follow us. Follow our individual stuff too. Watch KJ's videos, because they're funny.
I actually recorded my video. Oh, so yes. It actually is coming.
Yeah, no, I seen you tweeted it. I meant to reply and be like, please, sir. We've been waiting.
It's a vlog. It's not as funny as my other videos, but I did this whole vlogging thing. I have more videos. I have more videos, and I have more like ideas coming. It's just with the whole Corona thing that's been going on, it's kind of slowed down production, even though my production was already pretty slow. So
good, bro. It takes time. The creative process takes time.
Yeah. But
watch the videos, bro. KJ got that video dropping. Watch that. I got more music dropping soon. I got a B tape that I'm still trying to I'm just trying to organize things. Guys, I have
check out Thankful by my boy Tempo. It's on Spotify.
Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, damn near any other streaming thing you can think of, streaming services you can think of that streams music, it's on there too. I got a
beat. It's on Tidal?
Yeah. I'll double check, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on Tidal too.
Oh, I was trying to be funny. You're really on Tidal? That's mm-hmm. That's dope.
Yeah, no, it's on. It's on even ones that are older, like Napster and because overseas they still use Napster. Napster was old ass before we started illegal downloading stuff too. That's when Napster.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's on all of that. I have a beat tape coming out soon, bro. I have y'all gotta give me some time. I have over 1,000 beats I'm trying to organize and trying to pick for a beat tape of 8 to 9 beats. So give me some time. I gotta organize, but I'm working on that too. And
I actually have somewhat of a small announcement to make. I don't know, it's not an announcement, it's more so of I've been thinking about getting back into music. I think about going back into singing. I don't know yet, because I used to sing a lot back in high school and all that good jazz. So I don't know. I don't know yet.
I say it's worth it. Anything that you can dip your foot into, why not? Because it's always, if you don't try, there's no such thing as succeeding. So even if you try and it doesn't come out how you want to, you still tried at the end of the day. One, two, you have something to learn from to get better. Mm-hmm. And then three, you never know where that road can take you. That's a road that you have to open up. By taking that chance, you're creating that road. But by not doing it, there's no road to walk down.
Look, y'all hear David getting all deep and whatnot? Hear my boy Tempo getting all deep on us?
No, bro. It's just something that I had to learn over time.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I've been thinking about it because I was thinking about doing covers.
That's a good way to start, especially singing-wise. I know a lot of people who started doing covers and then eventually got into making their own songs.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Your own is a lot. But
if I do covers, I think I'm just gonna post them on Twitter or something, mm-hmm. and then see how that goes. Yeah, I don't know.
Do what we'll you're see. Comfortable with. You control your own artistry. So if you want to start on a certain thing and then move to another thing and do that. Like, yeah. I definitely recommend it.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We hope you liked this episode. This is our first time doing it remotely. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Peace, y'all.